It is with great pleasure that the Alaska Forest Association provides you with our endorsement for the 2018 U.S. House of Representatives election in Alaska.
Jackie Durrett is director of the AFA, a timber industry organization. She went on to detail Young's support for timber harvest in the state, including his work to exempt Alaska from the federal roadless rule. That rule limits where development and resource extraction can take place on national forest land. Young was able to get an Alaska exemption included in the U.S. House version of the Farm Bill.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. I always love endorsements, believe me. Yeah.
Young talked more about the roadless rule following the short ceremony. He says an Alaska exemption needs to be law and not a regulation that can be changed as administrations change. Young says he gets upset when people question the need to manage resources, including timber.
I get very aggravated about it because, it is a fiber we need. And not to have it managed is just, to me, a terrible waste. It's like managing your fisheries. If you don't manage, you lose them.
The Trump administration likely would be supportive of an Alaska exemption, Young says, because timber harvest supports jobs. In an aside, Young says he's been through 9 presidents and never has seen one so constantly attacked. He blamed political division in part on partisan news channels. He named Fox, MSNBC, and CNN specifically.
They make money by dividing. There's no money in what we call togetherness. And most of that's already decided. Even the bobbleheads, as I call them, that's not them thinking and talking. It is done by a computer. And they pick out what creates hostility on the other side.
Young also addressed midterm elections. He predicts that Republicans will hold control of the House by 10 votes. He didn't make a prediction for the Senate, but says it is where the problems lie.
They have those archaic rules that, we've got over 400 bills sitting in the Senate that we as a House of the People have passed and sent to them. And they won't take them up because one person can stop them all. It's just a terrible system.
For his own re-election campaign, Young says he always runs hard, never takes winning for granted, and will continue to run as long as he enjoys the job. Young says he's rated as one of the most effective congressional representatives.
But I think this is all about being effective. Now, the race is going to be, he's too old, he's becoming decrepit, he's mentally unbalanced, that's nothing new. I think the theme of this thing is going to be effective.
The state primary election is August 21st. On the Republican primary ballot, Young has 2 challengers, Jed Whitaker of Anchorage and John Nelson of Chugiak. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.